Waiting times for children with disabilities and behaviour problems to get help have jumped 30% in the past year. Some children are waiting 10 months or more to get the assistance. The delays are especially long for under five-year-olds, children with speech problems and children in Wellington. Mandy Colston is the head of Wellington Kindergartens, Whānau Manaaki, and she is with us now. Atamare.
Atamare, Susie.
So why is it that this is happening?
Because the learning support services is chronically underfunded and under-resourced, basically.
By how much, would you think?
Well, there's significant demand, and I think that both the Ministry of Health and Ministry of Education have underestimated the significance of need out there amongst our youngest children, and there's just not the resource. The people that work for learning support that we work with do a fantastic job, and there's not enough of them.
And this isn't only about learning difficulties as such that children are needing help for, is it?
It's everything from attachment. Children, a significant number of children that we work with suffer from trauma, mental health issues, as well as developmental delay. The Oranga Tamariki itself has said that 50% of children in their care suffer from alcohol syndrome. So, if you think about that, there's a huge and significant issue in New Zealand, and Wellington is a microcosm of that.
Why is it Wellington is so badly served?
I think that, again, it's about resourcing. It's great that the government has provided significant pay increases for support workers, but there needs to be a real increase in the number of specialist staff to work with teams.
Because the issue here is that it's not simply about a child perhaps getting an identification or a diagnosis of some sort. There's then got to be ongoing treatment in many cases, and
exactly.
That's where the money really comes in.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the thing that's incredibly frustrating and devastating for our staff and for the people in learning support is lots of these children, 10 months is a long time in the life of a three-year-old. And hundreds of children are going to school with significant developmental delays or learning needs, and they haven't been picked up, and that's incredibly frustrating.
Even if they have been picked up but haven't got through the system in time, what are the prospects for these children once they get to school?
Well, again, everybody that works with the children are committed to them, but again, they start behind the eight ball. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out that if a child goes to school and is not verbal, that puts them behind the eight ball.
Is there any way back if a child starts school, goes through the first two or three years and is not getting the sort of support they need?
Yeah, there is, and we just have to keep trying, but it's not necessary. There should not be any children going to school, with those sorts of challenges. And, the report from the Salvation Army illustrates that, just the size of the need. Children will go to school and interventions will occur, but for that time, those children don't need to be suffering in the way that they do.
How is it that we are raising a generation of children that need all of this extra help, that have all these identifiable issues? Is it that diagnosis has become better, or are there other factors at play?
I think that it's a number of things. Yes, diagnosis, but also that children are living where in the past, perhaps as babies, they didn't survive. There's chronic issues with parents that suffer from drug and alcohol addiction, the issue of poverty. It just manifests itself, and the children are the ones that are on the receiving end. So it's a combination. I actually believe that you need to resource, and of course that needs to continue, but we actually need an inquiry, just like we did with mental health, into learning support needs for our youngest children, for our under fives, because that's where the intervention has to happen. And it's not just education, it's not just learning support, it's also through health.
So this isn't just an issue that is around the resourcing itself. This is something that there needs to be a much more wide scale, a more forensic look at.
I believe so.
And how much do you think should be put forward into this in terms, you know, is it a question of the resources here needing to be doubled? Is that how poorly serviced the sector is?
I would think that actually you're looking at, you know, fivefold. It's not just doubling, and it's not just about investing money. It's a comprehensive approach to workforce development, to professional learning and development, to an integrated approach between health and education. It's a comprehensive intervention that's needed, a comprehensive plan. Mm. And still, we're working in silos. And at the end of the day, it's the six-month-old, it's the four-year-old that's not receiving the support that they need to be the best that they can.
Appreciate your time. Mandy Coulson, head of Wellington Kindergartens, Whānau Manaaki.